pervasive suffering, very subtle. Buddha said it is like a hair in the palm of the hand of a blind person. If a blind person, you place a hair in the hand of a blind person, they don't know it's there. Yeah? So same for us. We really, although suffering pervades everywhere, we're not aware of it most of the time. A lot of the time we're not aware. Until we get some intense physical or mental pain, we're not really thinking about suffering. And this is why our renunciation sometimes is not authentic. It is not deep. It is not making our mind move. So here in Great Treasury, Mary Geshe-Roy explains about this. He says, renunciation is not merely a wish to abandon manifest suffering, such as mental and physical pain. Even animals wish to be free from these sufferings. But we would not say that they have renunciation. Okay, so of course, any sentient being wants to be free from pain and suffering, even animals. We wouldn't say animals have generated renunciation, that is the wish to leave samsara. We wouldn't say that, would we? I hope not. There's some level of renunciation in there, of course. I don't want this pain. But it's not Buddhist renunciation. The word means something quite different. It says, even if animals wish to be free from these sufferings, we would not say they have renunciation. Similarly, a wish to be free from changing suffering is not genuine renunciation. Okay, so what understanding about how, as I said, worldly pleasures, you know, change into painful sufferings, understanding that and wanting to be free from that, it's not real renunciation, says Geshe-la says. There are many non-Buddhists who recognize that ordinary happiness and enjoyments do not last, but invariably change into suffering and disappointment. And as a result, they seek a more refined form of happiness through spiritual practice. Okay, so many non-Buddhists who understand about changing suffering, they know that worldly pleasures are horrible, and they want a spiritual solution. They want some spiritual answer to their problem. But still, this is not actual renunciation. Only it comes from Buddha. Actual renunciation, only Buddha taught the method to generate it by explaining about pervasive suffering. He said, Geshe-la says, true renunciation is a mind that recognizes the nature of pervasive suffering and wishes to abandon it. So do we recognize what is pervasive suffering? If I was to ask you, do you know what is pervasive suffering? Would you give me an answer? Okay. So I tell you, okay? Geshe-la says in Great Treasury of Merit, what is pervasive suffering? It is simply the contaminated aggregates of living beings. That's it. It is simply the contaminated. So instead of the word aggregates, that might be giving you a problem, you can just think it's the ordinary body and mind of living beings. That's the aggregates, a collection of body and mind. That's pervasive suffering. Yeah. So how does that work? When we take rebirth as a human, as we have, we take on human aggregates, body and mind of a human. When we take rebirth as an animal, we take on animal aggregates. When we take rebirth as a god, we take god aggregates like this, different bodies and mind depending upon which realm of samsara we take rebirth in. Right now, hey, we're very fortunate, we've taken a human rebirth. And we have a precious human rebirth because we're interested in Buddha Dharma and we have no impediments to practicing and so forth. So we're very, very, very fortunate right now. But this is very temporary. You know, we may die today, we don't know. Yeah. But even though we have these human aggregates and they give us lots of happiness, he says, if we take on human aggregates, we have no choice but to experience the sufferings of the human realm. There are many sufferings in our world, aren't there? Many, many pains and sufferings. So we have no choice about that because we took this body and mind. If we take on animal aggregates, we have no choice but to experience the sufferings of the animal realm. And if we take on God aggregates, we have no choice but to experience the sufferings of God. So gods suffer, they're in samsara, they're in this meaningless cycle of impure life, contaminated life, like ourselves, but they have God realm. All the different types of suffering in samsara arise from samsaric aggregates, body and mind, just as waves arise from an ocean. Okay, so I love that analogy, just as waves arise from an ocean. Go to the seaside, go to the ocean, look at the sea, there's always some movement, isn't there? The waves are coming, small waves, big waves. Where do those waves come from? They come from the ocean, they come from the sea itself. So any pain or suffering we ever experience, any disappointment or problem, where's it coming from? It's arising from this ocean of samsaric body and mind that we have. It's coming from there. You know, our body is the product of delusion. Our body supports the production of delusions, and it depends upon delusions. You know, it's kind of, it's it's pervasive suffering. You know, it's pervasive suffering. This isn't our normal way of thinking about our body. Normally, when we think about our body, we think, oh, it's so wonderful. I like my body and, you know, it gives me pleasure and all these kind of things. This is a completely wrong way of thinking. When we think about our body, we should be trying to remember that it is the nature of pervasive suffering. That's its natural nature. Its nature is suffering. If we understand this, then we can start to generate real renunciation for samsara. Geshe-la says, for as long as we remain with the contaminated aggregates, body and mind contaminated by delusions, as long as we remain with these, whether we abide in the highest of the God realms or the deepest hell, we will attract suffering. We'll attract suffering, just like a magnet attracts iron. You know, so iron comes to a magnet, doesn't it? Magnetic. We are magnets for suffering. We attract suffering all the time. We shouldn't be surprised that our life is suffering because we are a magnet. You're a walking magnet, a fleshy magnet. If we cling to a samsaric body and mind, we will take rebirth in samsara. If we take rebirth in samsara, we will experience suffering. Therefore, the real object to be avoided by renunciation is samsaric aggregates, this body and mind. That is the real object of abandonment. That is really what we want to renounce. Yeah? Normally, when we think about samsara, it's a little bit airy-fairy, a little bit abstract. No, here it's very, very solid. It's your own body and mind.